So once again, you're listening to Real Estate Today with Paul Russell on WWDB Talk 860 AM. So let's get the show started. As I mentioned back in October 3rd, 2015, there was some major changes that took place in the mortgage and closing process regarding the any real estate transactions. As I mentioned, it's known in the industry as TRID. And here to talk about what TRID is and what it means for buyers, sellers, and real estate agents is Bill Gilmartin. Bill is the National Association of Realtors Senior Policy Advisor. Welcome to Real Estate Today with Paul Russell on WWDB 860 AM. Bill, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Paul. It's good to be with you.
Great. Thank you very much. So, Bill, why don't we start off with giving us a little background about yourself and your role with the National Association of Realtors?
Sure. Thanks, Paul. I'm a senior policy advisor in the government affairs division of NAR, located here in Washington. And within government affairs, there's a regulatory issues branch, and I'm part of that. While the government affairs follows both legislation and Congress, we also follow regulations and rulemaking that come out of the executive branch.
Okay. Excellent there. And so we have this new process called TRID. Can you give us a little history on how TRID came about?
Sure. Well, I think your listeners will remember the Dodd-Frank financial reform bill of 2010. And in that legislation, the Congress directed it created the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and directed that bureau to take steps to integrate two federal overlapping statutes, the Truth in Lending Act, which was administered by the Federal Reserve, and RESPA, the Real Estate Settlement Procedures Act, which was administered and enforced by the Department of Housing and Urban Development.
Okay.
Congress thought that it would be a good idea to integrate those two into one, and they gave jurisdiction for it to the new Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. They also gave them a deadline for getting the rules out, and in fact, it was the first major rule that the CFPB came forward with in 2012, and after a comment period, the rule was made final in November of 2013.
Okay.
Originally, it was intended to take effect in August of this year, but the date was pushed back a couple of months for a variety of reasons. But October 3rd, as you indicated, was the implementation date.
Sure. Now, what does TRID stand for, and how does it affect buyers and sellers in a real estate transaction?
Well, TRID stands for TILA, which is the Truth in Lending Act. That's where the T comes from. And the R comes from RESPA, Real Estate Settlements Procedures Act. I is integrated, and D is disclosure. This is all about the disclosures that buyers get when they enter into a mortgage to purchase a property. The main goal of CFPB is to enhance the understanding and awareness of consumers as to what they're getting into, what the fees they're paying are, and just to promote greater understanding.
Right. Now, there are two new forms that have been introduced with TRID. One from the mortgage company, and the other is a closing from the title company. Can you tell us about those two forms, Bill?
Sure. The first form is a loan estimate, which is required to be furnished to an applicant for a loan soon after that application is filed. And the loan estimate has to include a list and a detailed accounting of all of the expected fees that would be associated with the eventual mortgage.
Okay.
Then the other new form is actually replaces the traditional HUD-1, which was a closing document, but the new form that replaces that is a closing disclosure. Again, the word disclosure, so people fully understand what they're getting into. And that, again, is an accounting of the fees that go into the mortgage transaction. And the key here is that the numbers that appeared on the loan estimate must correspond virtually identically with the numbers that appear on the closing disclosure.
Okay. Now, if they don't appear around the same, what happens?
Well, in certain limited circumstances, first, let me back up a little bit and say that closing disclosure needs to be provided to consumers 3 days in advance of the actual closing of the loan transaction. And that's a major improvement for consumers because far too often, and real estate agents will identify with this as well, closing statements or the HUD-1 were often provided, hours or even
minutes.
Sometimes minutes.
Yes.
Or close. And
right.
So the three-day period is intended to allow a consumer, in conjunction with their real estate agent or any advisor that they have, to go over those numbers and to fully understand them and to compare them with the loan estimate.
Okay.
If there are divergences, then there can be damages or the various vendors can be held to the original loan estimate costs. So it really behooves consumers to examine those two documents and compare them as they go to the final closing on their loan.
Okay. If there are discrepancies, would that cause an automatic 3-day delay of settlement waiting on the new disclosures?
That was a major concern for many going into the implementation.
Right.
But the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has made it clear that there are only three circumstances that would represent a change that would require an additional 3-day period.
Okay.
That's if the interest rate increases by a quarter of a point, and or if the actual mortgage vehicle itself changes, if it changes from a fixed rate mortgage to an adjustable rate mortgage, that would necessitate a new 3-day period. And the third case is where a prepayment penalty shows up as part of the transaction. That would entail another 3-day review period.
Okay.
But the fear was that, as you know, many times going into a closing, little issues show up, little being a relative term.
Right.
They can be very important issues.
Sure.
Stemming from a walkthrough where some damaged element of the property is noticed that hadn't been noticed before,
right.
And that needs to be resolved through some negotiation. The CFPB has made it clear that that sort of thing can be handled as it has been in the past, and adjustments can be made even at the closing table.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Now, one of my big concerns was, at the closing table, in the past with the HUD-1 form that everyone's familiar with, the buyers and the sellers would sign that form, and basically that was considered, proof that a closing took place. Now, with the disclosure form at settlement, the buyer is the only one signing that form. And, so the concern that I, as a realtor, I would have is, how do we prove that a closing has taken place, especially if that's my seller who's closing, in the first deal, is then going to move on to purchasing a new house. The HUD-1 was always proof that they made settlement on their current house.
Right.
Have you
understood?
Yeah,
understood. And this is an angle that we have been hearing from our members around the country about in different respects. And the first thing to understand is that the closing disclosure, again, disclosure is the key word,
right.
And the CFPB is intent on making that disclosure to the borrower. And whereas in the past the HUD-1 has been kind of a general purpose document that buyers and sellers agents, everyone used in the aftermath of a transaction.
Right.
In this case, many lenders are taking the view that they're governed by the Graham-Leach-Bliley Act of 2007, I think, in terms of privacy rules, and they are taking the position that this closing disclosure has enough personally identifiable information that it should be shared first and foremost, and in many cases only with the borrower.
Okay.
And the borrower, in his or her discretion, can share it with his own agent or other agents or whoever. But when it comes to the point you're getting at, and that is the official record of the settlement, settlement agents are working up an alternative form, a settlement form.
Okay.
And in fact, the CFPB sort of left the seller of a property out of their thinking.
Right, sure.
And so settlement agents are developing a form for the sellers, but also a general purpose form that can be used, as you said, as a record of the transaction.
Okay.
They've been working with their national association, the Land Title Association, and we've been in communication with the Land Title Association, as well as the Mortgage Bankers Association, on issues regarding the paperwork that's associated with these transactions.
Okay. So, you know, we've been in the process for a while now, and there's probably hasn't been a lot of closing so far since all this took effect on transactions that began after October 3rd. Are you hearing any feedback, positive, negative, on what's, you know, how TRID is impacting buyers and sellers at this point through the industry?
So far, we have not been hearing of any significant roadblocks.
Okay.
or showstoppers by any means. Of course, it might still be a little early. We're encouraged that we're hearing that there are settlements taking place.
Right.
But the growing number of settlements will be scheduled and be conducted over the next coming several weeks.
Yes.
Through the month of November.
Yes.
Of course, one of the reasons that the implementation was delayed was the point that NAR and other real estate groups made was that August is traditionally a very, very busy time.
Sure.
Whereas as you move later in the fall, the normal business trends slow down. And so that may be a saving grace for the implementation of the TRID rules, that you know, a lesser volume will enable all of the players to coordinate their activities and iron out any kinks that develop.
Okay. And as we close out here, Bill, is there any recommendations you have for buyers, sellers, or agents, you know, to make a smooth transaction under the new guidelines?
I think the broadest, most general, and most useful advice is to maintain communication.
Okay.
And, you know, talk with your agent and follow his or her advice in terms of the timely furnishing of documents. For example, there are some tight time frames in the new procedures. Once you make an application, you're supposed to have a loan estimate within 3 days.
Okay.
And that really requires you to, you know, furnish the documents requested by the lender, and throughout the process to be mindful of these time constraints and to do your part to keep the transaction moving.
Okay, terrific. So, Bill, if someone wants to follow up and read a little bit more about this, they can go to realtor.org. Is that the best way for them to about doing that?
That's right, at realtor.org/RESPA, R-E-S-P-A.
Okay.
And you'll find plenty of information and webinars that have been conducted that are stored there that you can view. And we're going to keep updating that as implementation proceeds, and as any adjustments are made, we'll continue to update that page.
Excellent. Well, Bill, thank you so much for a great informative segment here, updating us on where TRID is now that we're moving forward with the implementation of it. And so I really appreciate you coming on, Bill, and enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
Okay. Thank you very much, Paul.
Okay. Have a good day now.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right, bye. All right. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll be talking to Stan Reinford, and he's going to share with us from a lender standpoint, you know, how things are progressing with the new TRID guidelines here. So we'll be right back with Stan Reinford. Stay tuned on Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso.
Hello, homeowners. If you need to sell your home, you just need to make one call to Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties and then forget about it. Paul has a proven marketing system for attracting dozens of qualified home buyers every week that is so effective that he can guarantee to sell your home in 59 days at a price you agree to, or Paul will sell it for free. Now, that may sound hard to believe, but trust me, this is real. Paul's proven marketing system will attract qualified buyers for your home, which creates demand and helps his home sell fast and for the most money. Paul will even let you out of the contract at any point during the listing. But that doesn't ever happen because Paul is going to sell your home, so grab a pen. Call Paul now. The number is 215-778-9687. Or you can go online at soldbypaulrosso.com. That's soldbypaul, R-O-S-S-O.com.
You just purchased your dream home, and now it's time for you to choose a title company to insure your title in your new home. At RK Abstract, we not only insure your title, we're committed to providing you with exceptional customer service and educating you throughout the entire process. And when your settlement day comes along, we'll be there for you every step of the way to answer any of your questions and help to ensure a smooth closing. So whether you're buying your dream home or refinancing your current mortgage, you have the right to choose your own title insurance company. Title insurance rates are state regulated in Pennsylvania, so be sure to choose a title company that's committed to you. RK Abstract makes that commitment to you. Give us a call at 267-279-9332. 267-279-9332 so we can serve you. RK Abstract is licensed in the state of Pennsylvania.
Congratulations! You just signed a contract on your dream home. Now it's time to have a comprehensive examination of the home for your protection and to get the answers to all of your questions about the home. Be sure to call the professionals at Del Valle Home Inspectors for all of your home inspection needs. They have the experience and knowledge to give you an honest evaluation of the condition of the home so you can make the right decisions about the home. Call Del Valle Home Inspectors today at 215-850-3819. That's 215-850-3819.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today. I'm your host, Paul Rosso, your trusted real estate expert advisor and advocate with RE/MAX Properties, and have a proven, repeatable system backed by market research to find you the perfect home, negotiate the best price and terms for you, and to save you thousands of dollars in unnecessary repairs and costly mistakes. Hey, I'm thrilled to have you with us today. I hope you're enjoying this show on this super Sunday morning. Hey, be sure to like us on Facebook at RE Today Show. And another reminder, the show will begin at 11 o'clock starting December 6th, so be sure to make a note of that. So I'm going to bring on now Stan Reinford. Stan is a sales manager and lender with Mortgage Network Incorporated, and Stan's here to talk to us a little bit more about TRID and how it impacts local transactions. And Stan, welcome to Real Estate Today again, Stan.
Thanks, Paul. How are you?
Great. So, Stan, I just talked with Bill Gilmartin with the National Association of Realtors about TRID, what it is, and how it's running so far from a national perspective. And I thought I would have you on to talk about, locally how it's working out so far. And the other thing is, you had written a piece recently about a recipe for a happy transaction on the TRID. So I want to get your thoughts about how things are working out right now with TRID, and then I want to get into this recipe for a happy transaction. It's always good to have a happy transaction, right, Stan?
That it is. So it's certainly sets the tone for the future.
Yeah, definitely. So how do you see things working out so far? I know that it implemented on October 3rd, and all the transactions that were written up before, any sales contracts written up before October 3rd were under the old guidelines. But now, I'm sure you've had some mortgage applications since October 3rd, and just want to see what your thoughts on how things are progressing so far under the new program.
So I guess we all dislike change in a way, and it's the unknown factor that comes along with it. So there's a lot of nervousness. clients to realtors to even our closing agents or title companies, you know, most of them haven't gone through this before. So to get a few under their belt is actually going to be a good thing. We have a couple that are our first ones that are coming up next week. In my office, though, we've had a couple already. My first ones are next week, which were all loans that, obviously, as you said, were originated after October 3rd.
Sure.
And, you know, it's a big change because now we have to have the loan basically clear to close and pretty much out to the title company and even on our end, because some lenders are doing the closing package themselves. But we have to have everything complete about 10 days before closing. So it's a whole different world where before some of the closings weren't getting approved and packages weren't getting out to the morning of closing.
Oh, definitely. I've been through many of those in my years, Stan.
Yeah. Definitely. So, but you know, from a good standpoint, I mean, obviously, anything that was written before October 3rd, everybody is using what's called a HUD-1 or a settlement statement, and now the new form is going to be called a closing disclosure, and the new good faith estimate that we're using is called a loan estimate, which by far, if there was anything that I could, you know, that's a huge compliment to those that designed the new form. It's an awesome form. It shows and reflects everything much better and much clearer than it has to everyone. So it's just much easier to understand.
Okay, terrific. You know, I have my first closings under this program at the end of the month, so I'll be coming, you know, up against this also. Fortunately, one of them is cash, so we don't have to worry too much, but the other one is a loan. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to having things a couple of days in advance. That would be something new. Usually we get it the day before or, you know, like I was just talking about with Bill, sometimes hours or minutes before the closing. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to finding out things that I can talk to about my clients, you know, in advance there. So, Stan, you had this recipe you wrote about, a recipe for a happy transaction, and wanted to see if you could go over that with us.
Yeah, be glad to. I wish I could say it was an original idea, but it was something that I kind of got from someone in my company and kind of basically elaborated on it. So,
okay.
So now what happens in this case, what I wrote about is where the lender themselves is going to be doing the closing package, which is basically what we're doing on our end.
Okay.
We're doing the closing disclosure, and what happens now is the title company still does it for the seller, but we do it for the buyer, or most lenders do it for the buyer. So essentially what I did is I started at the beginning, and where after a lender receives a contract, then and we originate that loan, technically in the first 7 days after that's been executed, that's when we can start ordering, making sure that title's ordered, making sure that the appraisal is ordered, because there's kind of a window there that the buyer has to now, under the new loan estimate, review it and then sign what's called a letter of intent to begin.
Okay.
The process with the lender. And then obviously during that process, in the contract, we have commitment dates and we have closing dates.
Sure.
And what I've suggested to my team and everyone is we want to have a clear to close no later than 10 to 15 days before closing, which is a huge leap from where we were, as we just discussed.
Oh, yeah.
So, and what happens now is we actually, as a lender, have to go out to the realtors, the title company, and when I say realtors, I mean both the listing agent and the buyer's agent, and ask for all of the addendums, all of the invoices, their commissions, everything that they used to give to just the title company. We, the lender, now need to have that, because according to the new TRID guidelines, the lender is responsible for that settlement sheet or that closing disclosure.
Oh, okay. So not the title company.
Correct.
Oh, okay. All right. That's a new one for me. Okay. Terrific. All right. You can continue on then.
Yeah. So all of the things, whether there's home inspection fees, pest inspections, you know, like the state of New Jersey where survey surveys are required, certificate of occupancy fees. The big one also is realtor license numbers, and also their office license numbers now have to be on the new agreements of sale, because those, we have to have those ahead of time, because they will actually be on the new closing disclosure. On the back page of the closing disclosure, we'll have everyone that was involved in that transaction, from the lender, the loan originator, to the realtor, to the title company. All of their contact information and license numbers will all be associated with that settlement sheet now.
Okay.
There's definitely a lot more involved.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, and what other things you can think of as far as part of your recipe for a happy transaction?
The other part of this is, one of the big things that's happening that it actually has been in existence here for a little while is, if someone sells a home in the morning and they're going to be using those proceeds to be able to purchase a new home, they're no longer allowed to take that check that was written to them individually and then endorse that over to the closing agent or title company in the afternoon. That's obviously what's called a third-party check. So most title companies, they've adopted what's called best practices, which means they have to have good funds at that closing. So if they bring that check, it's a third party. Sometimes it takes that bank a little longer to clear. So now what they're actually requiring is that first closing agent in the morning would wire those funds to the closing in the afternoon.
Okay. All right, terrific. So, Stan, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to continue on with your recipe for a happy transaction and talk about, the mortgage rates and where things are headed, the remainder of this year and going into next year. So we'll be right back with more with Stan Reinford with Mortgage Network Incorporated on Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. So stay tuned.
Are you looking to sell your home for quick cash? Do you have a home that is dated or in need of repair and just want to sell the house as is for cash? Well, be careful of those fast cash for houses sharks. Before you do anything, give Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties a call. Paul can help you evaluate your home and your situation, and then help you decide if you should go for a quick cash sale or if you would be better off putting your home on the market and selling it as is. Give Paul a call now at 215-968-7402 for a no-cost, no-obligation, fair and honest evaluation. Or reach out to him online at cashorsell.com.
Congratulations! You just signed a contract on your dream home. Now it's time to have a comprehensive examination of the home for your protection and to get the answers to all of your questions about the home. Be sure to call the professionals at Del Val Home Inspectors for all of your home inspection needs. They have the experience and knowledge to give you an honest evaluation of the condition of the home so you can make the right decisions about the home. Call Del Val Home Inspectors today at 215-850-3819. That's 215-850-3819.
Gen X, Gen Y, Millennial, Generation Me, Generation Internet. You know who you are. You've been crushed by this economy. College debt, credit issues, lack of savings, but things are turning around for you. So if you're trying to move out of your parents' home, a friend's house, or an apartment, now's the time to do it. Interest rates are low. Prices are good. You know you need to get out and you need to get your own place, a piece of the American dream. Look, the only way you're going to be able to do that is to find out what's it going to take for you to buy a home. You know the smart thing to do is to call or text Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties right now at 215-778-9687 to get yourself on a path to home ownership. Paul is fighting for your generation. He's not counting you out. He believes in you. He's here to give you the advice and tools you need to buy a home right now. Call or text Paul now at 215-778-9687. That's 215-778-9687.
Smile on everybody's face. That's what Welcome I back to Real Estate Today. I'm your host, Paul Rosso, the trusted real estate expert advisor with RE/MAX Properties. Hey, so happy to have you join us today on WWDB Talk 860 AM. The show is also streamed live on our website, RE Today Show. Our call number, if you have any questions or comments for Stan, 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. Be sure to check us out on Twitter at RE Today Show. Another quick reminder, the show will begin at 11 a.m. starting December 6th, so be sure to make a note of that. So we'll continue our discussion with Stan Reinford with Mortgage Network Incorporated. And Stan, we're in the middle of talking about the a recipe for a happy transaction under the new guidelines known in the industry as TRID. So what other ideas do you have as far as making it a happy transaction under the new program?
So it's definitely going to be a little bit more tedious than we've dealt with in the past. I mean,
okay.
The whole idea behind the ruling was it was supposed to slow down the process so that the client was and the buyer was more educated throughout the process, which is definitely going to be happening here. A couple of the other changes that is something that slows the process a little bit up front is title companies or closing agents. Lenders now have to basically make sure that they're following best practices, so lenders have an approval process. Each lender has their own. We have ours. It's pretty simple. It's all items that that the closing agent has up front that should have it ready. Sometimes they don't have it all pulled together, but it takes a day or two, and then the lender basically goes through and verifies everything. Because one of the big things is we as lenders used to always ask the title company each and every transaction for, say, their wiring instructions. Right. Now, because of this, we're going to have all of that in the system, and we're not going to have to ask them for that anymore. We're just going to just take care of that, and then it's going to be their responsibility if they change it to let us know so that we update it.
Okay. So what tips do you have for – let's start with buyers. What tips do you have for buyers to make this a smoother transaction? What can a buyer do during the process to make sure all the dates and times are met?
So what? One of the key things that a buyer should do is, when they're getting pre-qualified up front, to make sure that lender is giving qualified and definite, accurate information. It would be a good suggestion for them to submit all their paperwork up front, such as their income docs, their employment information, things like that. Technically, the new ruling says we're not supposed to be asking for that until after the client has applied, but in order for them to get a really accurate pre-approval up front, it's really suggested that they do that.
Okay.
That definitely. And then just to be aware of the dates and everything that are required. And really, essentially, if a processor or the loan originator asks for information, to get it to them as soon as possible. Homeowners insurance is one of the biggest things that we see where people tend to procrastinate a little bit. Be nice to have that to the lender probably somewhere 3 weeks, even a month before closing. That way it's done, it's over with, it's not a last-minute forget that got overlooked.
Okay. And what can a seller do to help speed up the process, in your opinion?
Yeah. One of the biggest delays that we see there is, not letting appraisers in the property right away because of timing, things like that. We always seem to get little notes back from our appraisers that, hey, they're having problems scheduling the appraisal. If there's any changes to the contract, where the sellers agreed to pay some more seller's assist or whatever,
right,
to make sure that they take care of that, signing those documents and getting them back to their listing agent so that, they can forward it on to the buyer's agent, which then forwards it on to us.
Okay. Now, the real estate agents involved in the transaction, the agent for the buyer, the agent for the seller, what can they do to help speed up the process?
Again, be mindful of the dates, and then just know that, around 15 days before closing, the agents will have to, verify their commissions, make sure that no changes to the agreement have been made which affect the sales price or the buyer's closing costs. make sure that, you know, from a seller's end, that they make sure that they, if there's any payoffs that the seller has, they get those over to the title company, the mortgage. We make sure some areas the listing agents and buyer's agents are going to be working on tax certifications, things like that. That's important that they get that over to the mortgage company ahead of time, that 15 days, along with water, sewer, prorations and things like that, because in some areas the title company takes care of that, so we'll take care of that. But if it's the agents dealing with that, then it's important to get that over. If there's certificate of occupancy items, you know, that the seller or buyer's agent is working on, and then any other fees that the buyer may be paying, so that we make sure we get that added to that closing disclosure.
Okay. So with everything happening so far in advance, like I foresee like a situation where the appraiser needs to go back, say like an FHA or VA appraiser needs to go back in to inspect the, you know, the, that the repairs were made. How's that going to impact the, you know, all the time frames that are necessary here?
Yeah, well, if we go backwards, really that's going to be need, that in most cases that will need to be done somewhere around that 10-day time frame too, because in many cases, lenders are going to require that the final inspection be part of the clear to close.
Okay.
So, and again, each lender is going to be dealing with that a little bit different. If you're dealing with, say, a USDA rural agricultural loan, then USDA generally likes to see that those items fixed before they even, before the lender submits that to them.
Okay.
With regards to all other loans, each lender is going to be working a little different. Me, on my end, I would prefer to have that all taken care of so that there's no last-minute issues.
Right.
Because once the closing disclosure is released and provided to everyone, the buyer's agents, listing agents, and most of all the clients, it's supposed to be final. There's not supposed to be any changes to that.
Okay. So, Stan, I got a text from Jimmy. He wants to know, what does it mean by clear to close?
Clear to close basically just means that the lender's underwriter has said all conditions from the buyer have been met and there's nothing else that we need, so we can move it from underwriting to the closing department.
Okay. And then what does the closing department do?
So the closing department then coordinates the now the HUD-1 and in the future here under the new TRID would be the closing disclosure. So they're putting all that together. They're then finalizing the numbers, making sure that everything's good on our end. Then they send it out to the title company and buyer's agents, to the buyers, and then make sure that everything is correct there. And then they also wire out the proceeds that are due for the closing.
Okay. So, Stan, let's say you have a buyer who applied with you for a mortgage, and they have a house now that's under contract, and they go to closing on their house, say on Main Street, and now they're buying Front Street, let's say. Okay, so they just went to closing on Main Street, and that completed, and now they're buying a new house on Front Street the same day, but later. In the past, you've always looked for, lenders would look for a HUD-1 to show that settlement took place. And there's no longer a HUD-1. Have you guys figured out, what are you going to need to show that the loan on Main Street has been paid off?
So we're going to be looking for what's now called the closing disclosure.
Okay.
Now, I'll give you a great example. One of our loans that we have here coming up, the morning the buyers are selling a home, but that was written before October 3rd, so that will be a HUD-1 in the morning.
Okay.
So we'll be looking for the HUD on that, and then of course the copy of the wired funds coming to the next settlement. But in most cases, if it's a loan was originated after October 3rd, we'll be looking for that closing disclosure, which will have all of that information as it did before, but it has a lot more information in there also.
Okay. Now, Bill from the National Association of Realtors was saying that that's a private document, and the buyer doesn't have to give that up to anybody else. Have you taken that into consideration at all?
We have, and actually so has the Pennsylvania Association of Realtors has actually added that part into the new agreement of sale. I believe it's item or section 32 in the agreement of sale that actually recommends to the buyer that says that they're going to be receiving what's called the loan estimate, which is the initial good faith estimate,
right,
along with the closing disclosure in the end, where it actually recommends that just that, as you just said, that really it is a private document, and they recommend that the buyer then forward that to their buyer's agent.
Okay, terrific. So, Bill, I'm Stan. Got confused there. Stan, we're going to take another break, and when we come back, I want to talk to you a little, just wrap up things on trade, and then I want to talk to you about, where the mortgage market looks like it's going, and if there's any new things coming along for involved in getting mortgages. So we'll be right back with more with Stan Reinford with Mortgage Network Incorporated. Stay tuned on Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. We'll be right back.
You just purchased your dream home, and now it's time for you to choose a title company to insure your title in your new home. At RK Abstract, we not only insure your title, we're committed to providing you with exceptional customer service and educating you throughout the entire process. And when your settlement day comes along, we'll be there for you every step of the way to answer any of your questions and help to ensure a smooth closing. So whether you're buying your dream home or refinancing your current mortgage, you have the right to choose your own title insurance company. Title insurance rates are state regulated in Pennsylvania, so be sure to choose a title company that's committed to you. RK Abstract makes that commitment to you. Give us a call at 267-279-9332. 267-279-9332, so we can serve you. RK Abstract is licensed in the state of Pennsylvania.
You finally got the promotion you've been wanting for years. The job is out of state and starts in 3 months. You need an aggressive agent to get your home sold quickly. You ask your friends for advice, and Jennifer recommends you call Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties. She had talked to a couple of real estate agents about selling her home. She hired Paul because of his innovative marketing plan and experience. Within a month, her home was sold at a great price. Paul helped her through the entire process and kept her informed along the way. You take Jennifer's advice and call Paul. Paul sells your home quickly and for more than you were expecting. Today, you're in your new home and starting your new job. Life is good. Now you tell everyone to call Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties, 215-968-7402. That's 215-968-7402.
This is Frank Ciotti. My wife, Lucy, and I met Paul Rosso over 20 years ago when we had trouble selling our home. We hired Paul, and he not only sold the house quickly, but he got us top dollar. Paul then helped us to find our home in the suburbs, where he got us a fantastic deal. Paul then helped us to buy the building for our bridal and tuxedo business, known as L&H Bridal, at 9355 Old Bustleton Avenue in Northeast Philly. Since then, he's helped our daughter and our son purchase their homes. Paul helped them to find a great home at a fantastic price as well. We highly recommend Paul. He truly represents his clients, and we trust him fully.
You are listening to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso, my dad, on WWDB Talk Radio, 860 AM and WWDBAN.com.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today. I'm your host, Paul Rosso, your trusted real estate expert, advisor, and advocate with RE/MAX Properties. And I have a true, proven, repeatable system backed by market research to sell your home for up to 18% more than traditional real estate agents. Our call number is 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. If you're on Facebook, please like our Facebook page, RE Today Show. And you can listen to the show on your smartphone and tablet with the TuneIn and iHeartRadio app. Just another quick reminder that beginning December 6th, the show will start at 11 a.m. in the morning. So be sure to make a note of that. So we'll continue our discussion with Stan Reinford with Mortgage Network Incorporated. And Stan, we have a couple minutes left, and I want to get to you. I had a text from Michelle right before you came on. She wanted to know where you see rates going the rest of this year, which is only like 2 months left, and then heading into next year. What's your thoughts on that, Stan?
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's a loaded question. I can tell you the last 6 days, interest rates have been edging up a little bit.
Okay.
They've gone up about 0.25% since last week. Again, related to the job numbers, you know, and a few other things out there that are happening in the economy. And obviously, you know, job numbers, employment is playing a big part because the Fed has said that that's when they would start raising the Fed funds rate, which doesn't necessarily affect long-term rates, which is mortgage rates. But a lot of times they go hand in hand because the bond traders, which interest rates are based off of, it acts just like the stock market. It can change many times a day, and that's what's happening out there is they are rising a little bit. Where do I see them going? I honestly don't know because it's hard to pin that down. Even the best minds out there haven't been able to foresee what was going to be happening over the last 2 years because everyone right. thought by now we would have normal average interest rates, which would be in the 6% area.
Sure.
We don't have that yet. There's a lot of people that are split with regards to where that's going. I myself, I'm not really sure because if interest rates rise too fast as they did 2 years ago, then a lot of buyers will get a little scared about the market and back out. And we saw then that interest rates came back. So if they do it and raise rates, they're going to have to do it very, very slowly.
Okay. All right, terrific. So, Stan, I really want to thank you for coming on today and talking to us about how you're seeing trade play out in the local marketplace. And, you know, I really appreciate your insights to that and your recommendations for buyers, sellers, and real estate agents, you know, to make a happy transaction, as you talked about in the article that you wrote up. So, Stan, if someone wanted to reach out to you and talk to you a little bit more about trade or, you know, to talk to you about interest rates and or applying for a mortgage, how can they reach out to you?
Yeah, they can call me directly on my cell phone. It's
610-217-5241. All right.
Or they can go directly to my website, which is www.stanreinford.com.
Okay.
And they can apply right there. They can email me, and all my contact information is there also.
Okay. Can you repeat your phone number again, Stan, please?
Sure. It's 610.
Okay.
217-5241.
Excellent, Stan. So thanks again and enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
Thanks. Take care, Paul.
Have a good day. All right, bye now.
You too. Bye.
Hey,